Repeatedly this fall, I have said and I've heard people say, what a glorious fall this has been. When we use this word glory or glorious, we're speaking of something that is of superlative beauty. And indeed, as we think back over these last 6 or 7 weeks, there's been a quality to these months that has had about it that expression of glory. On Monday, I was so privileged to go to the top of Sulphur Mountain. And as you remember, Monday was an amazing day, not a cloud in the sky. And being up there at the viewpoint was absolutely remarkable. It was indeed glorious. St. Thomas Aquinas said that things that radiate glory have three dimensions to them. They have a radiance, they have a harmony, and a unity. Radiance, harmony, and beauty. And indeed, when I was at the top of Sulphur Mountain, I saw that radiance, the way in which the light was kissing the mountains, and you could see layer upon layer upon layer of the glorious Rockies. There was a radiance there. But there was also a beautiful harmony as sky and mountain and order brought to my mind a sense of a kind of symphony of creation. Each mountain having its own part to play, so to speak. And then, of course, there was a unity. It all fit together in a way that was absolutely breathtaking. How fortunate we are to live in this part of the world, because I found on Monday, Sulphur Mountain was indeed a taste of heaven. Well, St. Paul, in today's first reading, wasn't at the top of Sulphur Mountain. He was actually in jail. But from that place, he was able to imagine the beauty of Jesus Christ and the beauty of the church. And these three qualities of radiance, harmony, and unity are expressed by St. Paul in our first reading. Let me highlight it this way. St. Paul begins, after having spoken about his sufferings, he said they are for your glory. What could he mean by that? Because he, Paul, was willing to suffer, the gospel is being proclaimed. And so he was able to help the recipients of his letter to see the beauty of Jesus Christ, the glory of Christ, which for these Ephesian Christians was to touch their lives as well. So pointing out the beauty, St. Paul then goes on to say the following. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, God may grant you that you would be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. What a beautiful expression of what faith is about. That what St. Paul is saying for you and for me is that in our interior being, in our soul, we would be aware of the radiance of the love of Christ. That from the very core of our being, in the inner man, the inner woman, we would have, through the Holy Spirit, insight to know, as he says, that we are rooted and grounded in love. That's radiance. But then listen to what he says next. I pray that you may have power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and the height and the depth, to know the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge. The early church fathers saw these dimensions that St. Paul speaks of here as the cross. Its height, its depth, its length, and its breadth. And think about it this way. The cross brings together the harmonies of heaven, as all of these are interrelated one to another, that they speak to us of the profound gift that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. And notice what Paul says here, that we would comprehend the fullness of the cross. Now, of course, that comprehension is something that will only be fully realized in heaven. Indeed, when I was up on the top of Sulphur Mountain, I couldn't comprehend the fullness of what I saw there. Although I could see it, it went beyond, in a sense, what I could fully realize. I couldn't walk to each of those peaks and see from that perspective what the beauty would be like. Similarly for us, here below, we cannot comprehend the fullness of the cross. But as we reflect on it more and more, it is like that harmonious music that the various dimensions of the cross touching our lives. So the cross is this expression of harmony. So I've talked about the radiance, the harmony, and listen to how St. Paul ends today's reading. Now to God, who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Imagine St. Paul writing these words. He's in jail. He will not see the full effect of how his words will impact the world. But down through the last 2,000 years, when we have taken to heart what the Apostle Paul writes here, there is a power at work in the church. The glory of Christ manifested through us as we seek to live lives of ever greater unity and purpose. How remarkable that St. Paul was given this profound insight into the radiance, the harmony, and the unity that are ours in Christ. But here's the challenge. Here below, not everyone is able to see Jesus in this way. Here below, those who come into this deepening relationship with Christ and see his glory often experience in relation to family members who do not see it, misunderstanding, conflict, and even division. The very thing that Jesus speaks of in today's gospel. And indeed, that is the tension, isn't it? If I went up to the top of Sulphur Mountain today, I wouldn't see the beauty that I saw on Monday because the environment is different today. The weather system is changing. And such is how we live our lives here below. This tension between the beauty and the misunderstanding, between the love that we have for Christ and how we would desire for those within our families to know and to see what we know. But unless the eyes of their heart are open, they will not be able to see what we can see. So may we hear in today's scripture what we heard in the responsorial psalm. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. And may we, by our own lives, witness to our families, witness through the church and to the world, something of that glory, something of that radiance, that harmony, and that unity, so that we, with St. Paul, can be able to say, I know what it is to be rooted and grounded in love.